Dear Herr Stiefel, Moritz, I've spent the entire day thinking about your note. Truly, it touched me. It did that you'd think of me as a friend. Of course, I was saddened to hear that your exams came off rather less well than you'd hoped, and that you will not be promoted come fall. And yet I must say straight away that fleeing to America is hardly the solution. And even if it were, I cannot provide the money you request.
Well, fine, not like it's even worth the time. But still, you know, you wanted more. Sorry, it won't change, been there before.
You would do me wrong, Herr Stiefel, to read into my refusal any lack of affection. On the contrary, as Melchior's mother, I truly believe it to be my duty to curb this momentary loss.
The thing that sucks, okay, for me, $1,000, I'm like scot-free, and I mean, please, that's all I need. Get real, Jose, by now you know the score.
Should you like, I am ready to write your parents. I will try to convince them that no one could have worked harder last semester, and also that too rigorous a condemnation of your current misfortune could have the gravest possible effect.
You wanna laugh, it's too absurd. You start to ask, can't hear a word. You're gonna crash and burn right down me more.
Still, Herr Stiefel, one thing in your letter disturbed me. Your, what shall we call it, veiled threat that should escape not be possible, you would take your own life.
Okay, so now we do the play. Act like we so care, no way. You'll write my folks, well okay. Babe, that's how it goes.
My dear boy, the world is filled with men, businessmen, scientists, scholars even, who have done rather poorly in school and yet gone on to brilliant careers. Consider, for example, our friend.
They freak or won't, you toe the line. You tell your soul, just kill some time. Will it quit? It will until they don't. They're not my home, not anymore. Not like this. So were before. Still I'll split and now like, well, who knows? Who knows? Who knows?
In any case, I assure you that your present misfortune will have no effect on my feelings for you or on your relationship with me.
Well, fine, not like it's even worth the time. But still, you know, you wanted more. Okay, so nothing's changed. Heard that before. You wanna laugh, it's too absurd. You start to ask, can't hear a word. You wanna crash and burn. Right, tell me more. You start to cave, you start to cry.
From you soon. In the meantime, I am unchangingly and most fondly yours, Fanny Gabor.
Just fuck it right enough, that's it. You'll still go on well for a bit. Another day of utter shit.